Sam Toll from Gold Hill. I'll make it brief. I was not going to talk about the pipeline, but since it was just brought up, I'd once again like to reiterate my experience that I've shared with you previously with San Francisco Giants. Again, as I've suggested, the city of San Francisco couldn't agree that oxygen is a good thing to have in the air, and three times a public financing stadium package was rejected by the public. Peter McGowan went to me and other San Francisco Giants stakeholders and asked for our money. They asked for our buy-in. I personally, if you guys ever go to AT&T Park, you will step over a brick that I paid $5,000 for. If you go to the McCovey Cove, the statue of Willie swinging over the bay there, you will see a brick that I paid $8,000 for. I put down $10,000 per seat for the two seats I bought in the AAA level. That is because I recognized the value of the investment that I made as a client. And I would suggest that rather than burdening taxpayers at any level, first, second, third, 19th position, that the people who will benefit and need to be financially viable and successful, the water that will flow through the pipeline, are the ones who should be borrowing or simply, you know, picking up the cash they drop on their way to the bank to finance the $35 million pipeline. So that's what I have to say.